In the final days of the 2018 Archaeology Summer Field School at Arcadia, UWF archaeologist and site manager Adrienne Walker and her team spent time in an excavation pit at the site of the old Simpson Plantation House that once sat on a hill overlooking the industrial complex.
We're in the south kind of boundary area of the big house. One of my big goals this summer was trying to identify the south boundary and try to find that southernmost row of brick piers. We have never uncovered a brick pier here yet. We've only found brick walls, so I don't even really know how large they are or what they really look like.
But as archaeology students scrape away soil around a pile of brick rubble, Walker is hoping that one of the home's large brick support piers is still intact underneath. She's encouraged by faint evidence of nearby water deposits.
It means that water at some point affected it and continued to rain on it, pour on it. We find it at the bases of chimneys a lot because of the water trickling in. And it makes this really swirly effect in the soil. And we actually found that in the shovel test, which might be our drip line. The house would have had a drip line before a gutter system was put in, maybe around the turn of the century.
Arcadia Mill owner Ezekiel Simpson built the antebellum home in 1835. It burned down in 1935.
It stood for 100 years. It actually survived a very short Confederate occupation. The Confederate soldiers were using this house as an outpost. And it's interesting, we found a Civil War bullet. So that's kind of a neat tie to that Civil War history that we have.
Thanks to previous excavations, historical documents, and a couple of 20th century photos, there's a lot of information about the old Arcadia Mill homestead and the Simpson family. This summer, Walker set out to add location of the old home's southern boundary. Regardless, she says the story of Arcadia will not be complete until more is known about the slaves who once lived in nearby quarters on the site.
One of the goals was to uncover the full chimney that was part of the slave cabin. We could see one row of bricks on the surface, but in recent years we've had a few different publications that have said it was a single chimney, it was a double chimney, had a little bit of mixed information, so we want to confirm that. We uncovered it and it is in fact a double chimney, which suggests probably two families occupied the structure, one on each side.
Slave families begin to appear after the 1845 purchase of 40 female slaves to work in Arcadia's textile mill. Records suggest there was once a nursery for enslaved mothers on the property, possibly in the slave cabin. So far, there's no archaeological evidence of a nursery, but during the recent dig, the UWF team did find remains of a root cellar or subfloor pit as they were working in the area of the cabin's chimney.
In excavating it, we found a big iron concretion, about fist size, with turtle shell fragments sitting on top of it. And we had the iron x-rayed at the UWF lab, and it looks like it's a perfectly circular item. It's about 2 1/4 inches wide in diameter.
Walker believes the object could be associated with ritual or religious activity by the slaves. She expects to have a better idea in a few weeks. Like the big house, the nearby slave cabin was built on piers, as confirmed by the only early 1900s photo of the structure. The building stood for nearly 2 centuries until carefully dismantled in the early 2000s. Looking around the Arcadia homestead today, modern bricks now outline the cabin's chimney. Bricks also delineate the big house basement. Additionally, there are large photo boards that depict and provide orientation of previously discovered structural features of both buildings. According to site manager Adrienne Walker, this recreation of sorts is all part of an exciting new chapter for the historic site.
So we are working on developing this property to open to the public early 2019. We're thinking March, but that is very tentative. But it's an 8-acre property that we are developing to interpret for the public to open as a part of Arcadia Mill.
Walker says the project will include every facet of the site, including the period when it was used as a farm. The plan will center on restoration of the existing Simpson House that was built in 1935, immediately after the original antebellum home burned down.
People will be able to come to the house. That's kind of the orientation spot. They'll be able to walk around it, hear things, smell things, feel things, be multisensory. They can see some of the furniture that was saved from the burning plantation house, which still is around. We've got some really lovely early 1800s furniture that came with the donation.
Meanwhile, an exhibit entitled Time at the Place, Daily Life for the Enslaved at Arcadia Mill, will go on display next month at the Florida Public Archaeology Network in downtown Pensacola. Eventually, FPAN will donate the exhibit for display at the restored Simpson House. Walker and her team wrapped up this summer's excavations on Friday. During their 5 weeks on site, they found more evidence of daily life at the homestead. Artifacts include small pieces of fabric, several furniture tacks, a variety of ceramics, and an old skeleton key. However, efforts to pinpoint the southern boundary of the big house were unsuccessful and will have to wait until next year. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.